This is Ozarks at Large. It's a Friday, so it's time for me to check in with Michael Tilley, who is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com, a website that covers politics, business, culture, and much more for the entire region. I reach him in Fort Smith's office. How are you, Michael?
I am well. I just don't know if I can talk today. Kyle, my mother came and stole my notes, so I don't know if it's going to work out.
She wanted you to talk to a public radio station closer to home, is that it?
Closer to home, that's right, she did.
National Signing Day, just one of the most bizarre days in this country all the way around. a survey that had nothing to do with National Survey Signing Day for college football, but had to do with a lot of other things, was created by Arkansas Senator John Bozeman. And it was a national survey. One thing it found out is that voters much more care about the economy than social issues right now.
Yes, his 2013 National Agenda Survey, and this is something that these U.S. senators are on both sides are doing. They survey their, and I use the word survey loosely, but they survey constituents, and the response, there are a little over 1,700 participants in this survey, and what it showed overwhelmingly was that people want Congress to fix the economy, to fix the budget, take care of economic issues. And social issues, such as abortion and marriage, were ranked very low on the list. In fact, doing anything to address marriage or protection of marriage or whatever was ranked dead last on this issue. And it would be interesting to see if, you know, the Republicans in Arkansas in the legislature have come out and they're doing, you know, between guns and abortion and other things, they're really pushing their social issue agenda. And I'm just, it would be interesting to know if any of those legislators took note of this, because, you know, those are red meat issues, so to speak, for conservative Republicans. But it looks like even those conservative Republicans say, look, just don't worry about this other stuff. Fix the economy, fix the national deficit, and, you know, just take care of government issues. And then we'll get back to the social issues later. That seems to be the takeaway, at least for what I take away from it.
The landscape in Bentonville is changing still. And Monday, 21C, a new sort of museum slash boutique hotel will open. This further kind of changes the landscape both physically and sort of otherwise in Bentonville.
Yeah, you have to think Bentonville Mayor McCaslin just keeps pinching himself. I mean, how much better can it get, you know, in Bentonville? But, yes, this museum, it's a group out of Louisville, Kentucky, and this is kind of their niche. They put place these hotels in areas around museums and try to have an affiliation to where people that, for example, in Bentonville, they attend Crystal Bridges, visit Crystal Bridges, I should say, and so they can stay in the hotel, and it completes, so to speak, their museum experience. But it's a $28 million facility, or at least that was one of the initial estimates. Will employ up to 160. And, you know, Kyle, you have to think that with Bentonville, where they've had double-digit increases in their sales tax collections, which is obviously a sign of consumer spending, this would just further that success. And I will be very surprised if their 2013 numbers are below 2012. I mean, you've got this, and I think there's still other restaurants and that type of thing to open in the area. So, you know, downtown Bentonville, 10, 15 years, it's going to be, it'd be nice to get in Marty McFly's car and see what that would look like in 15 years.
Get the DeLorean charged up.
Yeah, right.
Well, we know 21C has its ribbon cutting and official opening on Monday. We're not sure when or if this aquatic park, this Ben Guerin Aquatic Park, is ever going to happen.
And no, and that's a great segue.
I work on it.
You know, we've it's your job, right?
That's
we've
right.
Been, the Sebastian County Quorum Court and the Fort Smith Board of Directors have been back and forth on this thing now for several years, and just when you think all the pieces will fall into place, now we have potentially one member of the Quorum Court. It's a very close vote with Quorum Court to approve the funding for this. And last year, about this time, or in March, maybe, both the Quorum Court and the Fort Smith Board of Directors signed what's called an interlocal agreement to jointly fund and operate this water park facility at Ben Guerin. And now it's possible that the Sebastian County Quorum Court will renege on that vote, and we're, you know, back to square one, I guess, on what we do with it. And The city of Fort Smith has said it's already spent roughly $350,000 on the project in terms of analysis, research, plans, that type of thing. So we'll know here in a few weeks if this thing is going to go forward. This just continues to be, as a friend of mine used to say, that sometimes politics in the Fort Smith area it always morphs into a toe shooting contest. So we'll see if that's what it is with this.
Finally, I want to ask you about your COO, your Chief Operations Officer for CityWire, Patricia Brown, who has been blogging on thecitywire.com for some time about her experience with breast cancer. Now she's blogging for MD Anderson.
Right. Well, and I would say it's a great story, except it's not a great story. I mean, she's blogging because the cancer returned, and now she's fighting that, and it's back and forth. It's a day-to-day battle. But she wanted to begin blogging. You know, people respond to these types of things differently, and she just said, "I'm just going to blog and be brutally honest about the process and the struggles of trying to fight cancer again for the second time." And it's a great story in how she met up with these folks at MD Anderson. They loved what she was doing, and now she's one of several bloggers for MD Anderson. And, I don't have to explain to your listeners the importance of MD Anderson. I mean, that complex there in Houston, the main complex, employs close to 20,000 folks, and people from all over the world fight to get into MD Anderson if they're facing, leukemia, cancer, or other those critical diseases. But yes, Patricia Brown, our Chief Operations Officer, is just kind of laying it out there. And I think her next blog will be, she's going to talk about all the people that literally touched her, whether they're putting in IVs or whatever, during some of her, when she goes down for about a week at a time for all the screening and tests. So she's going to talk about how well those people treat them when they're there. So it's very moving.
You can find her blog at thecitywire.com and also now blogging for MD Anderson. Michael Tilley is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com. Michael, thank you for your time.
All right. Well, you're welcome. It's always fun to do it.